This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Singaporeans head to the polls Friday in the city-state's first contested presidential election in more than 4 years, a vote being closely watched as an indication of support for the ruling party after a rare spate of political scandals. The president's role, largely ceremonial, but there are stringent requirements for the position, which formally oversees the city's accumulated financial reserves and holds the power to veto certain measures and approve anti-graft probes. Prisoners at a penitentiary in the Ecuadorian city of Cuenca are holding hostage 50 guards and 7 police officers, according to the Interior Minister Juan Zapata on Thursday. At a news conference, Zapata in Quito said, "We are concerned about the safety of our people." Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has set price ceilings for rice, according to his office, on Friday, to keep the cost of the national staple in check. For the first time in years, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has reported receiving hospitality from Republican Party megadonor Harlan Crowe. Here is AP Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman.
It follows a series of reports in the spring by the investigative news site ProPublica that detailed years of travel and gifts that Crowe has provided to Thomas and his wife, Ginny. And it also comes while principally Democrats in Congress are pressing the Supreme Court to adopt an ethics code.
In a filing posted on the federal judiciary's website, the 75-year-old justice said he was complying with new guidelines from the federal judiciary for reporting travel. This is VOA News. Territorial disputes in the South China Sea, an ongoing crisis in Myanmar and the war in Ukraine, key issues that will be addressed by Vice President Kamala Harris at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit next week in Jakarta. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakisara has this report.
When Vice President Kamala Harris was in Southeast Asia last year, in a rebuke to Beijing, she stopped by Palawan Island in the Philippines, just 330 kilometers east of the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. In Jakarta, Indonesia, next week, to meet leaders of ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Harris will also discuss this vital maritime route, where there are overlapping claims by China, Taiwan, and 4 ASEAN members, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Brunei. Leaders' meeting in Jakarta will also deal with another key challenge. The Indonesian capital has been one of the world's top most polluted cities this month as authorities grapple with a spike in toxic smog. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
A Utah woman who gave an online parenting advice via YouTube channel has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated child abuse after her 2 children were found to be malnourished. More from AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Ruby Frankie, whose now defunct channel 8 Passengers featuring her family, was arrested at the home of Jody Hildebrandt. Officers say Ruby Frankie's 12-year-old son ran from Hildebrandt's house to a neighbor's house, asking for food and water. Authorities say the neighbor saw duct tape on the boy's ankles and wrists and called law enforcement. The boy was taken to a hospital where he was treated for deep lacerations from being tied up with rope and for malnourishment. Frankie's 10-year-old daughter was also located at Hildebrandt's house and hospitalized. The women are being held without bail. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In a related report, we go back to Lisa Dwyer about a law in the U.S. state of Arkansas that will not allow minors to create their own social media accounts.
A federal judge has blocked Arkansas from enforcing a new law that would have required parental consent for minors to create new social media accounts. The judge granted a preliminary injunction requested by NetChoice, a tech industry trade group whose members include X, formerly known as Twitter, and Facebook parent Meta. Similar restrictions have been enacted in Utah, Texas, and Louisiana, but Arkansas was the first scheduled to take effect. In a 50-page ruling, the judge said NetChoice was likely to succeed in its challenge to the Arkansas law's constitutionality and questioned the effectiveness of the restrictions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.